In this bulletin, Queen Elizabeth II's coffin arrives at Buckingham Palace ahead of a move to Westminster Abbey. US stocks fall sharply with inflation higher than expected. And Mitch Langerak has come out of retirement to join the Socceroos in their clash against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Thousands of mourners are expected to line up to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth II, who will be lying in state at Westminster Hall after being taken from Buckingham Palace. A queue route of approximately 7 kilometres has been announced, with mourners warned to expect to wait up to 35 hours. Metropolitan Police Deputy Assistant Commissioner Stuart Cundy says more than 1,000 volunteers and officers will be on the ground to assist with crowds.
I would ask people to plan ahead. The information is through the government website. Think about how you're going to travel to London and what is you going to be doing when you get here. And when you are here, you know, it's a poignant time. It's a unique time for everybody. I'd ask everybody to respect each other. But if you do have any concerns, then please speak to a police officer that will be quite close by you.
A plaza in Sydney's CBD will be renamed in honour of Queen Elizabeth II. Premier Dominic Perrottet made the announcement alongside Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Queen Elizabeth II Place will be built at the Hyde Park Barracks on Macquarie Street as part of a broader plan to open up the city's park areas. Mr Albanese says the plan is an appropriate commemoration.
I think regardless of where people stand on other issues, Queen Elizabeth II is someone who's admired, someone who's respected for a life of service to the United Kingdom, to the Commonwealth and to the world. And the naming of this place in her honour is an appropriate and fitting tribute.
National Cabinet has agreed to extend the pandemic leave payment. The Greens, medical authorities and unions had been calling for the payment to remain in place until COVID isolation rules are lifted. The US stock market has recorded its biggest one-day percentage drop in over 2 years, sparking fears of a recession. It follows reports that the annual inflation rate slipped to 8.3% in August from 8.5% in July, but the cost of food, housing and medical care continues to surge. Head of Portfolio Management at Horizons Investments, Zachary Hill, says economists had been hoping for a larger reduction in inflation.
We knew that gas prices have been coming down, and so that was going to help at the headline level. But I think what really spooked markets today was, one, the fact that we've been rallying for the last week or so, and so we were clearly setting up for a better number. And two, you know, it's clear from kind of core inflation readings and some internals that we look at that we still have a broadening inflation problem that's seeping into more parts of the economy.
The United Nations is calling for an immediate de-escalation of tensions along the Armenia-Azerbaijan border. Azerbaijani forces have shelled Armenia's territory in an attack that Armenian authorities say has killed at least 49 of their soldiers. Azerbaijan claims its forces were reacting to moves from Armenian troops who allegedly planted mines and fired on Azerbaijani military positions. Stefan Dzhajarik, spokesman for the UN Secretary-General, says the growing attacks could lead to broader hostilities breaking out over the long-time adversaries.
The Secretary-General is deeply concerned about reports of renewed fighting along the Armenia-Azerbaijani border. He calls on the sides to take immediate steps to de-escalate tensions, exercise maximum restraint, and resolve any outstanding issues through dialogue within existing formats. He also urges them to fully implement previously reached agreements. The Secretary General expresses his support for the ongoing mediation efforts in the region.
In sport, Mitch Langerak has come out of retirement to challenge Socceroos skipper Matt Ryan for Australia's goalkeeper spot. The former Melbourne Victory player quit international football 16 months ago to spend more time with his family. But following discussions with Socceroos coach Graham Arnold, the Japan-based Queenslander has been named in Australia's squad for this month's two-game clash against New Zealand. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.